Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Neena Arakil with the World News. The headlines. Massive flash flood hits Nepal-Tibet border, claiming 46 lives and leaving nearly 500 people missing, including over 100 Indians. India assures all possible assistance as rescue and relief operations intensify in Himalayan nation. India and China reaffirm commitment to peace and tranquility in border areas, agree on 8-point consensus at 25th round of boundary talks in Beijing. In Pakistan, 14 infants killed after a fire broke out in gynecology ward of a hospital in Islamabad. And in men's cricket, India tighten grip on Colombo test as host Sri Lanka struggle at 229 for 6 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 after follow-on. A massive flash flood swept through the northern part of Nepal near the border with Tibet today, claiming 46 lives so far and leaving 500 people missing, including over 100 Indians. The flood surged through the Bhote Koshi River this morning from the direction of Tibet. We have a desk report.
The sudden rise in water levels caused widespread destruction in Timore in Raswa district of Nepal near the Tibet border and the nearby Siafrubesi area, washing away vehicles, goods and other property. Preliminary reports suggest that the flash floods may have been triggered by an earthquake that caused an avalanche, sending large quantities of melted snow into the Bhote Koshi River. Rescue and relief operations have been intensified, with the Nepal Army deploying helicopters and disaster response teams to support search operations. The Nepal Tourism Board has advised people in the affected areas to remain calm, follow official safety instructions and stay updated through verified channels. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Security officials said at least 93 people have been rescued from the different parts of the affected areas. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, NTB, those reported missing include foreign nationals and Nepali citizens. Among the foreign nationals, 105 are Indians, while 37 are NRIs, most of whom were travelling to Tibet for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. Other foreign nationals are from the United Kingdom, Australia and United States, Malaysia, South Africa and the Netherlands. Nepal Prime Minister Birendra Shah reviewed the situation in rescue and relief efforts with officials and federal parliamentarians from affected districts including Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Dharding, Gorkha and Chitwan. Meanwhile, India has expressed solidarity with the people of the Himalayan nation and assured all possible humanitarian assistance to the neighbouring country following the devastating flash floods. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu conveyed sympathies to her Nepalese counterpart Ramchandra Podel and the people of Nepal. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed grief at the loss of the lives in the neighbouring country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to his Nepalese counterpart Birendra Shah and conveyed his condolences. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India is ready to provide all possible humanitarian assistance to Nepal. The Prime Minister said our teams are coordinating closely on rescue and relief efforts. The Indian Embassy in Kathmandu said it has remained engaged with the relevant authorities of Government of Nepal for early rescue and relief for Indian nationals affected by the flash floods. The embassy has issued emergency numbers for assistance and information regarding Indian nationals affected by the flash floods in Nepal today. The embassy said that people requiring assistance can contact the embassy on helpline +977 985 131 6807, +977 970 910 7500, and +977 981 032 6117. These emergency numbers can also be contacted through WhatsApp. India has dispatched 10 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief and essential medicines to support people of Nepal. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India stands with Nepal and its people in the face of this challenge. India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas and create an atmosphere for healthy and steady development of bilateral relations. The 25th round of talks between the special representatives of India and China on the boundary question was held in Beijing yesterday. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval had a candid and in-depth exchange of views on the India-China boundary question and reached 8 points of outcomes and consensus. The two sides underlined their commitment to advancing negotiations on framework for the settlement of the boundary question. It will be in accordance with the agreement on the political parameters and guiding principles for settlement of the India-China boundary question signed in 2005 and the consensus reached in subsequent special representative talks in pursuit of a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable solution. India has asserted that the immediate priority of the United Nations Security Council must be to take steps to mitigate the humanitarian consequences of ongoing hostilities. Addressing a Security Council open debate titled Food Under Fire, the Security Council's role in mitigating global and local food crisis, India's permanent representative to the UNP, Harish, called for safe, rapid and unimpeded humanitarian access as well as support for the effective decon-friction arrangements.
Food insecurity remains one of the gravest humanitarian consequences of armed conflict. Today's conflicts increasingly generate ripple effects far beyond the immediate theater of hostilities. Disruptions to energy markets, fertilizer supplies, maritime transport, humanitarian logistics and agricultural trade have demonstrated how regional conflicts can threaten food security across the world, with the greatest burden falling on developing countries that are highly import dependent. Let us nevertheless remain clear about the causality of this challenge.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Pakistan, 14 infants were killed after a fire broke out today in the gynecology ward of a hospital in Islamabad. In a statement, the hospital administration said the newborns were killed when the fire broke out on the third floor of the hospital's mother and child ward. The administration said rescue teams were immediately rushed to the scene and the fire was brought under control. Protests against Pakistan's alleged denial of basic rights to the people of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, continued across the region despite a security crackdown and restrictions on the movement of essential supplies. Demonstrations continued in Rawalkot and other parts of POJK, with protesters opposing restrictions allegedly imposed by Pakistani authorities. In men's cricket, host Sri Lanka reached 229 for 6 in the second innings at stumps on day 4 after receiving follow-on from India in the second and final test in Colombo. Sri Lanka now lead by 16 runs. Earlier in the day, visitors enforced the follow-on after bowling Sri Lanka out for 290 in their first innings. For India, Prasidh Krishna and Manav Sathar took 3 wickets each, while Saransh Jain claimed 2 wickets. India had declared their first innings at 503, powered by centuries from Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal. The visitors are currently leading the 2-match series 1-0. In Hungary, India's Veer Chotrani and Velavan Sendilkumar have reached the semi-finals of the PSA Budapest Squash Open. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Massive flash floods hits Nepal-Tibet border, claiming 46 lives and leaving nearly 500 people missing, including over 100 Indians. India assures all possible assistance as rescue and relief operations intensify in Himalayan nation. India and China reaffirm commitment to peace and tranquility in border areas, agree on 8-point consensus at 25th round of boundary talks in Beijing. In Pakistan, 14 infants killed after a fire broke out in gynecology ward of a hospital in Islamabad. And in men's cricket, India tighten grip on Colombo test as host Sri Lanka struggle at 229 for 6. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.